There's a lot more to language translation than you might think. It is very difficult to translate properly, and a skilled translator is critical to success. One example is the regular failures of Ptolemy's translation of ancient Greek science to Latin, which has obscured the real nature of Greek science to this very day, especially as very few original Greek science writings still exist in their original form. Lucio Russo did a wonderful job of trying to analyze philological errors in the light of modern science to derive what the Greek scientists were originally saying. The sequential language translation exercise that we just did using Google Translate was loosely based on the popular lesson of what happens with verbal messages when passed from person to person. We see this problem almost all of the time. When messages are distorted, details are lost, and the very sense of the message is no longer even recognizable. However, perhaps we learned some wrong ideas as well. Throughout early history, key stories were only available in verbal form, and yet they retained details and integrity over hundreds, maybe thousands of years. I learned this from a classics professor at the University of Ottawa, who stated that myths and histories that were passed to societies that split up without contact for a long time retained a great deal of accuracy. Other examples include the Old Testament, which was originally oral, and the Talmud, for which a great controversy arose in the Jewish community about 100 to 400 AD, I actually forget the dates, when it was proposed to commit it to writing. The fear was that this would ruin the Talmud. That verbal stories could retain accuracy over time is almost incomprehensible to us today. But one has to remember that storytellers committed the stories to memory, that these stories were repeated often, and that the rest of the village would rise up in protest if mistakes were made in the retelling.